freak out. Come on. Geek out, freak out. Come on. Geek out, freak out. It's about that time. Geek out, freak out. Woo. Geek out, freak out. Come on. Geek out, freak out. It's about that time. Geek out, freak out. Come on.
Tech talk, comic books, and more. Movies, game shows, and awards. Guarantee we give it to you raw. Guarantee that you ain't never bored. Tell me more about the show and who created it. Well, here are the facts. It's hosted by Jeremy and Matt. And it's on demand. You can get it wherever you at. They've been at this a minute, it's clear. Have a seat, maybe grab you a beer. And they live in Roswell, so it's a good chance that it's gonna get weird.
Geek out, freak out. 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 Geek out, freak out.
Ooh yeah, geek out, freak out. Geek out, freak out. We are now in the place, listening to Jeremy and Matt. Geek out, freak out. Ooh yeah, dig it.
Podcast, yeah, let me tell you something, yeah, sitting across me, sitting across town, it's a Mezzo Elgato, yeah, let me tell you, he's wearing a bull's hat and the masters of the universe. How are you? Yeah, how's it going, man?
Dig it.
I'm digging it.
I just had the thought that maybe I should do that the entire show, but my throat already hurts.
So. Oh, God,
I'm Matt, he's Jeremy, yeah. What's up, geeks?
I am Jeremy this week. I am doing just fine. I am.
You like the way I reversed it?
Special,
I put my thing down, flipped it, and reversed it.
We are doing that thing where we cut our faces off and we have swapped them.
Take my face.
It's the GoFo. GoFo face.
I wish I could do a good Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage?
I want to take his face off.
I got the teeth when I do it, but you can't see the teeth in the podcast.
All of your impressions always impress me. Your impressions impress me every time.
You know what impresses me? You, sir. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, you're better.
Big news of the week. I got COVID. So it was not only was it a long time coming, but I had a feeling I was going to get it because my kids
had you
were
not got
sick
it yet.
Where we're I'm pretty sure I got it. It wasn't ever officially diagnosed, but I'm sure I got it early February 2020 before we even had testing here and before we even could get tested and all of that, you know, of course even before. But everything was exactly the same. So just like,
that's how I was.
The only difference being this time around I didn't have 2 weeks straight of like 100+ degree fevers. Yeah. I had like 2 days of like fevers, and then luckily that was about it. Just a fever and body aches, you know.
Did we?
And of course, just feeling a little zapped on energy. But
so did we do
in the last 2 days? I've been pretty.
Did we do an in person podcast after I came back from New York?
No,
that's what I was wondering is if I gave it to you because I'm positive. So we came back from New York. And we were there and it was like really cold and we were down by Battery Park and it was really moist in the air and stuff. And then we went to a comedy show. It was in February. We went to a comedy show and we didn't have tickets in advance. So we had to wait at the door, like will call to see if anybody didn't show up so we could get tickets.
Yeah.
And I waited out there. My wife and her sister went into a bar so they could kind of be inside. And I stood out on the curb and waited for like 2.5 hours. Before we got our tickets and I was freezing. So we came back and I was already kind of feeling like shit. Just like I had that travel kind of allergies. Like, you know, when you fly and stuff, you kind of sometimes don't feel right. And I already kind of felt like that. And then when we came back, I was feeling really shitty. And I remember when we were flying to New York, we were reading about COVID starting at that, or like really hitting, like the big first stories were at that, nursing home in Washington. And we were reading about that. We're like, damn, this is kind of crazy. And then as we came back, we're in the Dallas airport and we're reading about confirmed cases in New York. And we're like, oh shit, we just left. And we didn't really think anything of it. You know, there was no, like, people weren't talking about how bad it was. And we were just really sick. And I know my wife, I took her to the hospital because she was really bad. And they were like, it's just, yeah, it's bad allergies and a sinus infection. And they treated it for that. And we were all, I think my daughter was kind of sick too. My son wasn't, which is par for the course, because when we did get COVID, the three of us, my daughter, my wife, and I got it really bad. But my son, no symptoms or anything.
Yeah, he's and naturally immune.
Everything from when we were positive COVID matched up with that return sickness from New York. Like, it was on that same level. So I wonder if we had had it then too. But it's not fun, man. I know what you're going through.
Definitely not. I'm at the very tail end of it. I mean,
which is good because you're vaccinated. And yeah, I had talked to you earlier in the week, yeah, and you're like, I'm fine. And then you had a few days of just being sick. So that shows the vaccine's, yeah, actually doing its job. It's limiting your symptoms.
I went to work on Friday, so just like, you know, wore my mask. I'm sorry, you know, kept my distance.
I'm sorry you had to go to work.
Yeah, I kind of had to. I mean, here's the thing: is they, you know, I think a lot of businesses have gone this route too, is they've taken away that COVID leave, yeah, that everybody had got. So now everybody's stuck. Not stuck, but they have to take your regular sick, yep, leave now. So thankfully, for me, I've never had to take, you know, I have a lot of sick leave built, good, up, but there's not a lot of people in my position. They're going to burn through their sick leave,
oh, I'm sure, immediately.
So, and at the reinfection rate that this has, like, people are going to get sick with it multiple times. So it's going to get very, very gnarly, when it comes down
gnarly
to it. But,
gnarly.
Yeah, I just think, gnarly dude. Yeah, so yeah, just doing better. Like I said, my kids, I got it earlier last week, and I mean, they got over it in 2 days.
Isn't it fucking incredible how quick kids bounce back?
They just bounce back instantly. It's
insane. My son brought home swine flu, and he was like scary sick. Like, we were worried for one day, and then he was kind of sick, like flu sick, for the second day, and then the third day he was fucking normal, like nothing had ever happened. And I was on the couch with it. Like, I lost 35 pounds and I was sick for an entire month, and this kid was just like, 3 days, yeah, was just done. And even my daughter, when she got COVID, it was just in and out. Like, she was sick, she threw up, she had a fever. The next day she's like, I kind of feel better. And then the third day she's like, hey, can I go outside and play? I'm like, what?
Yeah,
it's crazy how quick kids can bounce back from that stuff. Meanwhile, I have allergies and I want to kill myself.
We get it, and we're just like, oh, it's horrible. But also too, like, you know, I mean, we live in a time where resting and relaxation is looked at as being lazy.
Yeah, so you feel like you're on that note,
so you don't. You feel super guilty for wanting, yeah, to take it easy. But going back to you thinking that you gave it to me, I got it late February. Okay. So it would have been a good couple of weeks.
We came back, like, it was like the 23rd, I think, of February. It was the week that we were gone.
So then we would have got around the exact same time.
Yeah, speaking of that work guilt.
So we made out when you came back because I picked you up.
We touched tips and everything, you know?
Yeah. Well, we almost did have a close call with you coming to my house last week.
We went ass to mouth. Can you get it ass to mouth? Is that a thing?
Yes, it is passed
through.
Fuck,
then I need to get tested. no, you talked about the.
I said if you were up for it.
You talked about the feeling of, like, guilt when you're off. So I have 4 days off from work this week, which is like a vacation to me. I don't get that time off, and it just worked out where it was kind of a slow period, and I didn't schedule anything. Once I knew I had that coming, I was like, all right, I'm not doing shit. So the first I had Thursday off. That was my first day. I did nothing. I did absolutely nothing. I, like, sat around, I worked out, I played WWE the entire day. I built a whole new universe. I got it set up the way I wanted to. I downloaded all the custom shit that I wanted. And I'm doing Nitro versus SmackDown. So I set up my WCW the way I wanted it and had everything ready to go. I was like, this is fun. That's all I fucking did. Friday, yesterday. Yeah. I was apologizing to my wife Thursday. I was like, hey, I'm sorry I didn't do anything. And she's like, you deserve this. Don't be sorry. And then like later in the day, I was like, I really have not done anything today. I am fucking sorry. And then like, just to make myself feel better, like the last hour of the day, I was like, I'm gonna fold laundry. I'm gonna do this. And I got laundry done. I cleaned the kitchen. We're done. Yesterday, I didn't work out yesterday, but I closed all of my rings because I spent the entire fucking day. I swept this entire house because this whole house, like you mentioned in the last episode, this whole house is tile and vinyl. There's no carpet. Yeah. So I scrubbed the floors, swept the floors. I cleaned the bedroom, reorganized shit. I did everything. And I looked down when I was done and I was only like 50. My watch is at 1,000 calories for my goal for the day. I was at like 950 from just working out. I had to like change my shirt because I had sweat through it. Like I was working out.
From cleaning.
Yeah.
From
cleaning, yeah. I was like, fuck, okay. And then today I was like, well, I did everything. I think I earned the right to be lazy today. So, and then went on to burn 1,900 calories working out for the day.
You did. You've been killing it all day.
I always try to take one day a week and just have this one killer day of working out. And then like, so that way, cause I know I'm going to have like tomorrow, my daughter has late days with dance or I'm sorry, Monday. So I know that day is going to be shot. I know it's not going to work out. So I try to have one day where I just, cool, I don't have anything going on. I can dedicate myself to doing this today and then fucking die on the couch later, which is probably what's going to happen. And I wonder why I can't stay up past 9 o'clock anymore. That's why. Cause I burn all my calories by noon.
As soon as that sun goes down, your eyes are just like, all right.
It's time. Dude, I was going to play last night. Like I had messaged some friends. I was like, let's play Xbox. And then I get messages at like 10. They're like, hey, you getting on? And I couldn't respond to those. I just like looked at it and was like, huh? Oh, fuck that. Just laid back down.
You know, I will attribute to one thing making me feel really good while I was recovering and still am recovering. And I'm not advertising these, but I'm going to shout them out anyway. Are Zoa energy drinks.
Was there zinc in those?
I don't know. But oh my god, I was tired. Like I went to work. I got off. I got home 3:45. Ran some errands after work. Witnessed a car crash.
Yeah. Okay. So fucking how crazy is that?
That wasn't on Main Street.
Okay, I was about to say.
The one I witnessed was on two different streets. I'll say it here. Nobody's gonna know. McGaffey and Washington. At that intersection, because the only reason why I went down there is I had some errands to run, and college access off of Main is blocked off all the time now because they're working on something. Anyway, so I was just happened to be going down that street. I was going to turn on Washington regardless because there's more construction in that other area. And so I saw this white like Hyundai Sonata just bust out, like spinning out. Hell crazy. Yeah. And to me, I just saw the car spin out. And so I'm like, well, I'm already turning that way. So I started turning and then I see this girl get out and she's running out of the side of her car to the other side because she had kids in the car. I'm not sure if she.
You said spinning out. I was thinking like burnout. So that's why I said, hell yeah. Now I feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah. And so then I realized that, oh, she didn't spin out. She got hit. She got T-boned. So I ended up pulling over. And now I guess I was the first person to pull over and do something.
Good Samaritan.
And so I ended up having, I just was like, helped her calm down, kept my space from her, you know, and just, you know, try to like calm her down. And I called 911 for them and I stayed with them. And, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I got sushi in my car. You know,
but that happened to me one day when I was working at Verizon. So the one you were talking about, the one on Main, it was crazy too because my mom had the kids and she took them for ice cream and I went to go run errands. And then like they came home and like 3 hours later, Savannah is just like, hey, it's a crazy accident you saw, huh? I was like, how do you know I saw it? She's like, oh yeah, we passed you. You were sitting at the red light stuck because the accident had just happened. She's like, and we drove past you. I was like, yeah, I was pissed. Yeah. I was like, God damn it. Because the cop wasn't like directing traffic in a very functional way. So I was like, seriously? But no, there was one that I had saw.
What time was that one at?
Like 3:30, 4 o'clock kind of.
Okay, so there was two accidents at the exact same time.
Wow. No, I had that happen to me. I had saw a woman with her kids getting an accident when I was coming home from Verizon. It was right by my store. And she had like little kids with her, and they were like crying, freaking out. And it was right in front of a Dairy Queen. So I had pulled over and helped them push the vehicle like kind of apart because they were trying to get it out of the way or something. Mm-hmm. So I got out and I had helped the paramedics push stuff. And then these kids were sitting there freaking out. So I just left my vehicle parked, and then I went in and bought like 3 or 4 ice cream cones and then came out and was like, here. And I just gave the kids ice cream. I was like, here. Yeah. And like even the paramedic was like, dude, that fucking helps so much. Thank you so much. Because those kids were like, they were panicking. Yeah.
Freaking out.
And I, that's what I felt bad for. Yeah. I was like, dude, this sucks. Like, it sucks having.
Yeah, that was.
I was in an accident when I was a kid, and it's scary. It sucks.
Yeah. As soon as I saw the kids, like, my heart was just like, oh, man. Because, of course, we have kids, you know, like, you definitely want somebody to help out. And thankfully, you know, like, yeah, it sucks she got in a crash. You know, she got her. And I'm not entirely too sure who's at fault at this moment. But thankfully, it was in a residential area, so people were already outside.
What's going on out there?
Was like they didn't rush. That they didn't rush to do anything. Like it. Like I
had to pull over. This town sucks.
Yeah, I had to pull over and park and run down the street. You know, to make sure she was okay and her kids were okay, and then the other people were fine. And then I called 911. You know, because one of the kids was pretty hurt. And so, but thankfully, a couple of the neighbors down the street, like, came down and, like, brought waters and stuff for the kids. Because the other car had a little girl in there, too, but they were perfectly fine. It was the other car. So it was, you know, a pretty eventful day. And so crediting the energy drink again.
We gave you the superpowers, huh? Spent.
No, I hadn't drank it yet.
You had the rocks until, like, music playing in your head. You're like, it's about drive. It's about power.
I had just bought them, and I literally like got asked by one of the workers there at the grocery store if they were good.
I get
and
asked, like, that yeah, all I'm buying the time. 4
of them right now, you know. But I go yeah. But I ended up drinking one like around like at 8:30 last night because my kid had my oldest had fallen asleep really late for a nap, and that always screws everything
up.
Oh
so God, I don't miss those days.
Me and him ended up, and he doesn't nap. He just was tired because he'd been up for too long. So me and him ended up staying up till like 12, but I ended up like cleaning the kitchen, like, because it was something that got neglected while both me and my wife were sick. We're just like, we do the bare minimum. We're doing the bare minimum, you know, like maybe washing and rinsing and just leaving them there, not putting anything away. But just, you know, over 4 days, 5 days, just things build up and you like, oh, you dread doing it. But I just sat there and just nailed it all and got
you're
it
like
all
I'm going to take this opportunity while I have a second wind. And this is going
to
happen.
Exactly. I was just like, man, this is like probably the best I felt like in a week.
You were so, probably just happy like, to move, I felt more, to have that energy.
I literally felt more energized then than I did even when I went to work, when I was working. So, yeah. So, yeah, still getting there. We're still coming back. And I'm like at 85%. I'll be like at 95%.
I don't think I ever function at 100%, even when I'm healthy. And that's just part of turning 40. So, enjoy that.
You're not 40 yet. You're going to be 40.
I am close enough. I can already feel my fucking knees think I'm 40. Let me tell you that.
There's already a few people that we know that are 40.
You're the young one, so I get to experience this shithole opportunity of a birthday like, before you do.
For like 4 months.
True. Good point. Not that big. Good point.
It's about what we do to keep us young.
Stem cells? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're doing? Experimental surgery? Yeah.
I'm trying to find those Henry Cavill.
Hey, speaking of Henry Cavill, let's pivot into news and rumors and geek stuff. So there's a rumor going around that Henry Cavill might be entertaining the possibility of playing Reed Richards. Thoughts?
I like that idea.
I fucking love that. If you're not going to go with Jim, that's a good pick.
Yeah. If Jim was like the idea just to throw it out there and get people excited for and be like a nice nod and not to the fans, you know. Especially like in a multiverse type of situation with Doctor Strange, then and you're not going to bring him back for the movie. Having Cavill there—that's
a good casting
as Reed Richards.
That's like I know,
and I think it's good casting because wasn't the one from the 2000 Fantastic Four, the 2000s. He was also, I think, English, not
I know.
British, maybe.
But, I know we use this internet breaking term a lot nowadays.
I kind of like a. Distinguished gentleman as
let me get some tea with my cosmic energy.
That poor guy didn't get to do anything after those movies.
But seriously, I know we use like internet breaking, but that's a big deal. Having like a big major DC actor come over to Marvel like that. I don't think there's been any others really yet, has there?
No, it's all been minor. They've all been
minor. So I think that would be a big fucking deal, and that's big casting that would draw some attention. Now, speaking of drawing attention in DC, we've also got word that Batgirl is canceled. So that movie was close to being done, right?
That is. That movie was done shooting.
So it was just in post-production. They had
already done all... Yeah. That's what's even more beyond shocking. Like, I can imagine canceling a movie mid-production. Mid-production. Not even three-quarters production. Like, once you cross the 75% mark, I think you're like, all right, we got to finish this movie and try to break even. But to be done shooting a movie and, like, already have some of it edited, that's so insane. And what's even worse is, like, they've even, like, released a photo of Keaton in the Batman suit. You know, in that one scene, I'm like, you have to release this movie. There's no way you do not release this movie. And it may not happen. Like, I guess it was, you know, I'm sorry.
No,
going
you're good.
On a rant. But,
fucking fuel to the fire, Matt. Keep going.
It may not happen, like, you know, in the time it was going to come out. But, like in four years, this movie is going to be on that streaming platform. Whatever HBO Max, Discovery Plus, whatever that becomes.
That's other news.
That's not going to work out. That's not going to work. I don't know anybody. Do you know anybody who has subscribed to Discovery
Plus? No, but I think that's the thing. I think it's less about HBO being a problem and more about Discovery possibly being a problem. Because I'm sure they have subscribers and people that want it. So there's things on Discovery. Like, they have a lot of serial killer and true crime stuff like that on Discovery. So there's things there that I've seen that they're like, hey, this is on Discovery Plus. This is the only way to watch that. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I want to watch that. I'm not paying for it. But if I know that I have it with HBO, then yeah, I guess. Like, it's kind of like the WWE thing. Like, you have people who weren't paying for the network, who couldn't justify paying for the network. But then if I'm going to get it with The Office and Peacock, I guess I'll get it then. So it,
you know, what's
maybe what's I'm just being optimistic like
when the network. I think you, yeah, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. It's good to have
two. I think it's just two for one is what it looks like to me, you know?
Yeah. And what I don't like is that I love educational television, but Discovery Plus, Discovery, the majority of their shows is not educational.
Yeah, you're right.
It's fallen into the lines of garbage reality shows. It's, to me, it's no different than Bravo with all the Real Housewives shows. And yeah, do I watch The Real Housewives? Of course I do. But I know that I'm watching garbage content. And I know I'm going to consume garbage content. And I'm not going to Discovery to watch a garbage show being disguised as something that could be educational. Yeah. Naked and Afraid is not educational. No, it is absolutely not. Is it like groundbreaking TV? Not even in the slightest. Now, you know, maybe when it first premiered, people were like, holy crap, are these people walking around naked trying to survive for 28
days? He's got his dong out in the jungle.
yeah. It's just like, how can you not walk around without a boner the entire time? But it's just like, it's just like, yeah, that's what Discovery Plus is to me. It's a network that I don't see that is has any value to me yet, I guess.
So I guess the best way...
I don't know anybody who's subscribed to it. But it's a huge bummer in the fact that, yeah, like, because a large company like Warner Brothers makes these bad decisions, and we have a movie like The Flash, which so far has, you know, I guess gotten good reviews, but because it's gotten good reviews despite, you know, Ezra Miller being a total
piece of shit, and I'll say it,
piece of crap, yeah, like, that person has major issues. They have a lot of things that they have to take care of in their life.
And just a dumpster Warner fire. Brothers,
even with the Harry Potter franchise, they have all these dumpster fire franchises that they have to deal with because of people involved with making them. And they're, you know, yeah, they didn't foresee all of this happening, but there was always reports of Ezra Miller.
Yeah, this was trouble new.
Like that. It's not new at all. So it's just like how they've handled the situation. And so for Batgirl to get canceled and for The Flash to just go ahead and, you know, be kind of on track for some sort of release is very disappointing.
So I have a different theory on this. Their reasoning for Batgirl that they gave is that there wasn't enough fan traction. and they were afraid of losing money with it. Yeah, I honestly, I think they were right. There probably wasn't a lot of fan traction. But guess what? Canceling this movie, letting the internet run rampant, and have people be like, what the fuck? People like us be like, what the fuck? Why? Why are you canceling this? And then show, and then going the extra mile and showing us Michael Keaton in that bat suit. What are they doing? They're building a groundswell. Yeah. There are people who are going to, this is going to, what happened with the Snyder Cut? It worked, right? We all demanded it and we got it. I think that's kind of what's happening. Well,
it turned out, it turned out
that was fake.
A large portion of that was fake. But if we can, and granted, the Snyder Cut was pretty good. You know, I did enjoy it.
Like super, I kind of view it as super elaborate marketing. Like maybe there's a possibility this is getting canceled to drum up more fan support.
To get some buzz.
And get a buzz behind it. Because that's all like geek internet is talking, Twitter and stuff is talking about right now, is this movie getting canceled.
Seeing Leslie Grace in that costume.
The purple look to it? Yeah.
It looked
with the red hair. It was so good. Did you see the TikTok of her undressing and like singing the song from And I Will Always Love You, the song from Bodyguard? Singing the goodbye part where it's like, and I will say goodbye or whatever. I can't remember the words to it. But she's like singing it as she's like getting undressed. She's like, well, fuck, here we are, I guess.
I hope that this isn't the end for her with that character.
Yeah, I hope so too.
It's going to come out eventually. I just hope it comes out in a context where it makes sort of sense. You know,
how can you add Michael DC Keaton to it realignment. And not have the fan reaction? You know, like.
And I guess they even had Keaton also in a cut for in Aquaman as well. So they're keeping him around, you know, and this also, so we have multiple Batmans going around, which is pretty cool and pretty fun.
I saw more information that they might possibly, part of the reason why they might be bringing Michael Keaton in is to draw some attention away from the fact that Amber Heard is still in it. Try to keep some fans happy. Because they supposedly are not cutting her out. I would love for that to happen.
Oh, she's going to stay in the movie.
Supposedly, but she's not in much of it anyway. It's just the beginning, I guess, supposedly.
She wasn't in much of either the first
one. She was bad in that first one. I did not.
She's bad in all movies.
That too.
I'm not a good actor.
I'm not trying to be.
You know, a living.
I'm not a good podcaster, but technically I'm not trying to make a living off of that either.
I think you're pretty good.
I got a chub.
But I think for the most part, like people like, it's just. Oh man, it's just even Kevin Feige like reached out to them, you know, like I was like, hey, that's super crappy about, you know, what happened with Batgirl. He didn't have to do that. And I mean, they worked, like he knows them because the directors worked on Ms. Marvel on a couple of the, I think they did like two episodes, but there wasn't a lot of fan traction for a movie called Iron Man.
Exactly.
When we first heard about that,
people shit all over that, and it launched an entire franchise.
Yeah, it was just like, how are they going to come out with Iron Man? Nobody knows who Iron Man is. Nobody, and this is like what,
2006? I guess 2008? I can't remember. I was in this weird minority, I guess, because I loved Iron Man as a kid. And specifically, I loved War Machine. Like, I always thought War Machine was cool. Like, Iron Man was cool. But then you saw War Machine with all these guns and shit on his shoulders, and you're like, damn, that's the guy right there. But.
And that tease that I grew up
reading Iron Man. Like, Iron Man and X-Men were kind of my shit. I was never like a big Captain America or Hulk guy. It was always Iron Man and X-Men. So when Iron Man came out, I was like, oh shit. Like, I guess I was the target audience for that. And then I read like people were like, yeah, no one really knew who Iron Man was. I'm like, how the fuck did you not know who Iron Man was? Like, this is like Superman to me. But I guess, like, again, I was that target audience for them. Speaking of Marvel.
My dad always loved Iron Man. He always talked about like that was.
I thought it was so cool. Iron Man was the shit,
and it was always neat because like my dad saw me like read comics, and of course my big thing too was like X-Men. You know, X-Men comics. That's all that I bought.
We grew up in the 90s, so X-Men was the big thing to us because that's when the cartoon became a thing.
And so I think what resonated so well about Iron Man with us is that me and you, people in our generation, we grew up on these tryhards of comic book movies that, you know, some failed and some did okay. And the real question was, like, do they even try to make comic book movies anymore? And Iron Man was really that last chance, because the only comic book movies that were being made that were decent were Batman movies, were the Nolan Batman movies. And
I think Iron Man was after Nolan, like, wasn't it? Or before Nolan, I mean.
A couple. Right before, or no.
We had the X-Men movies. One of the
Batman Begins. It was Batman Begins, Iron Man, and then The Dark Knight Returns.
But we had the X-Men movies before that.
Or The Dark Knight. But the X-Men movies, and I mean, they were good, you know. They
I think it was X-Men and Fantastic Four were before Iron Man, right?
Yeah, but of course the Sam Raimi Spider-Mans, all except for the third one, were great, you know. It wasn't Raimi's fault that the third one was a train wreck, but you know, every other every other X-Men movie is a good one, you know, because X-Men is, you know, when you watch the first X-Men, you're like, this isn't that great. But then you watch X2 and you're like, holy crap, this is a good movie. And then you watch Last Stand and you're like, it's not a good movie. But then you
get First Class.
And then you watch First Class and you're like, hey, this is a good movie.
And then you get, what was the one after First Class?
Days of Future
Past. It was all right.
A good movie. But then Apocalypse and everything.
Apocalypse sucked. Dark Phoenix was fucking terrible.
Oh, yeah. Let's not mention that.
It's crazy to think how many X-Men movies we got. God, I didn't realize that until we both started breaking them down.
That is a franchise that
and it's still Fox gonna happen.
Did not want to let go. Obviously, that's why they can't make new movies.
Wearing an X-Men shirt.
Yeah. Well, you're rocking a cool one. Yeah. So that was a franchise that they just didn't want to let go, and that's why they just kept making movies. And granted, they weren't, you know, all of them all that good. If anybody in chat wants to disagree, that's perfectly fine.
No, they're not all that good. But maybe we should see how many there are. Let's have an X-Men movie tournament.
There's 6 X-Men movies.
How can we make that work? We just immediately disqualify Days of Future Past, Apocalypse and Dark Phoenix because they suck. And then we run with 4 for the tournament. I love that you are on board. That makes sense.
I think the idea is that
we crown the best one.
I wish that we got that X-Men Origins Magneto movie. That never happened.
So I saw some talk that people were hoping that, and this guy had no basis on like his theory being right by any means, but I liked the fan casting. So that we've talked about the big rumored casting is Giancarlo Esposito as Magneto, or I'm sorry, as Charles Xavier.
Professor X.
This guy talked about, what if Anthony Starr, who played Homelander, is not Dracula, and what if he's Magneto? Which I like that. But then he went a step further, and he's like, what if we got Ewan McGregor as Xavier? Which I don't hate either, but I think that's just all fan casting. It's like,
He's probably a little overdoing maybe like high profile characters, you know. I think Obi-Wan's probably his last run as like a main, like, you know, like a established character in multimedia, you know. Maybe he's probably like, okay, I've played Christopher Robin, I've played Obi-Wan, I've played what's the bad guy from the skull that he played in
It's Black Mask, right? Yeah.
Black Mask, yeah.
I forgot he was Black Mask. I mean,
if he wanted to do that
role. It's not bad, but I think the bigger one right there is I like the idea of Anthony Starr as Magneto. I think that's really good casting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hate to typecast him as a villain.
He's so good as a villain.
We have these actors and actresses now. I should just say actors. We have these actors now that are just so good in certain roles that it's just hard to like want to cast them differently. But like Anthony Starr, and that's something that I don't think I've even mentioned since we've been re-recording, is that I finished the entire
movie. We did. Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, okay. Wasn't sure. But just, you know, watching Anthony Starr like in a short span of like, you know, 2 weeks, but watching 3 seasons.
Oh, he's on another level in season 3.
See him like progressing that character more and more and more. And of course, a lot to do is with the writers, but the actors.
He gets comfortable in that character really easily.
They have to execute. Yeah, they have to execute that. And so he is so good. Like, he is really a really good actor, and I really enjoy his work as Homelander. So he would be, he'd make a great Magneto. I'm not opposed to any of actors from The Boys being brought into any DC or Marvel universe. They do such a good job on that show, you know. And Carl Urban, I think he's been in both already. So.
Yeah, Carl Urban's been in like every nerd.
He's
done
multiple.
Yeah. He was in Lord of the Rings. He was in Dread. He was.
He's in
The Boys.
He's in every
he's in
nerd.
Thor.
He's in every nerd's universe.
He's just out there.
He's in the.
You know?
He's in the Pitch Dark universe. So he's a great actor. He's even in Star Trek.
Yeah, he's Bones. He's in Star That's Trek right. Too. Yeah, I forgot he was Bones.
Yeah.
So did you see? I don't know if it's a fuck up or if he was wrong, but did you see Patton Oswalt in his interview about the Eternals?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The Eternals 2 is coming out. Chloe Zhao is going to be directing it. We talked about it at Comic-Con. No, nobody fucking cocked about it at Comic-Con. Nobody.
It came out so fluidly. Like, it reminded me of when he did that run on that filibuster on Parks and Rec. It just came out so, like, that's what it reminded me exactly like that. I'm just
So is that happening or is he wrong? So, it has to be happening and he just leaked something, right? Like, that's what I think.
Well, I mean, he plays the little,
the dwarf, what's his name? Or the troll or whatever.
The dwarf. Yeah. And so
it's like
his,
Pip or something.
I mean, he didn't mention anything about,
probably.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right, actually. He didn't mention anything about Harry Styles, who, I mean, he shared.
But I also saw that there's, you know, he signed like a multi-movie deal, I guess, with Marvel. Harry Styles did. So, I thought that was really funny that he just let that shit out there because IGN shared it. And they had stitched it together with a scene of Kevin Feige just staring down the barrel of a camera intently. Just like, no, you fucker. I hope.
He's like, nobody gave him the, he's like, nobody gave him the NDA. What the heck?
I hope that's legit because I really liked Eternals. I thought it was a good movie. And I keep seeing the internet keeps talking about it. They're like, we've had multiple series and multiple Marvel movies and nobody has fucking talked about the giant Titan hanging out just with his hand and his head out.
We've had three movies and multiple.
But the problem
shows
with that is all of these movies were filmed together at the same time. Like, they were all different film crews, different directors. They were all filmed at the same time, so they don't know what to reference because they were filmed side by side.
You're getting a little loose. You're getting a little loose with the stories there. And before, like in previous phases, everything was a little bit more tightly knit together, so that one story didn't try to infringe on a different story or try to cancel.
I think we're
going to
see more of that at the end of Phase 4. I think as things wrap up in Phase 4, we're going to start to see that where this is going, where this multiversal saga is going to take us to, which I think is fine.
And we're almost there.
I'm not opposed to telling different stories and then finding a way for them to come together instead of having this one cohesive thought out thing. Like, as long as we find our way there and we get to, because the comic books did the same thing. You told all these different stories and then eventually would find ways to interweave and cross over. So it's no different than that. So as long as we find that one solid goal and they know that, hey, we're headed to the Kang Dynasty and we're headed to we're headed to Secret Wars. Like, as long as they know that that's the end goal, I think it's going to be fine. Hey, virus threat protection. I don't know if you heard that. That popped up. No, you'll hear it on Twitch.
I didn't hear it, Twitch will.
Twitch is going to hear that. So, I don't know. I think we're going to end up just fine. I think the Marvel Universe is going to be fine.
And the last two parts are going to be what She-Hulk and
Black for Phase 4. That's where we wrap up. Which there was more shots of Charlie Cox in the yellow and red suit. You can get a better look at his helmet, which is pretty accurate to what he had last time. It's just yellow and red, or gold and red. I'm excited for that. And I don't know how I glanced over the fact that Daredevil is 18 episodes. Like, that's
huge.
A massive show for Disney Plus. Someone had pointed out, I can't remember where I saw it, but someone had pointed out, it's funny, like, if you watch the way Disney does this, they put six episodes out normally. And they give you three episodes in 1 month.
Yeah.
it ends, the month ends, and they give you three more episodes. So now if you're subscribing, so you could watch that, subscribing for 2 months, essentially, so you can catch these. It's fucking genius. I never caught on to that.
They start in the middle.
So that way you're subscribing for at least 2 months so you can watch these series. Speaking of Disney Plus, I think you said you watched Lightyear.
Oh, yeah. I watched Lightyear this morning. And I really enjoyed it. I liked the movie a lot.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't walk away like, this was a blast. Like, it was a good movie for what it was. Like, I see a lot of people hate it. I didn't find anything to hate with it. But, again, it wasn't amazing, I guess.
Even all the people taking umbrage with the same-sex couple, which isn't shown for that long in the entire movie. It's just like, it's the future. Y'all need to calm down.
I love Marvel's stand on this kind of stuff, or Disney's stand, I guess, on this kind of stuff. So they had, in a couple countries, didn't want to show Ms. Marvel because I can't remember who was it in the series that there was the same-sex couple. I know it was brought up. Was it Ms. Marvel? No, I'm sorry. Multiverse of Madness, because it was America Chavez, her and two moms. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, America
Chavez. So there was some countries that didn't want to show Multiverse of Madness, and they were just like, fuck you, don't show it then. Like, we're not going to take it out. Even though it's a short scene, we're not going to take it out. So I love that they're standing strong on that. They just, everything else about the company sometimes sucks. But I love that they're unwilling to change it for that. They're like, no, if you don't like it, then don't show it, but we're not going to alter it for you. We're not going to play that game.
Exactly. So I really enjoyed the movie. I liked it a lot. Had a lot of fun with it. My kids loved it. He was super excited.
Yeah, it was fun. I liked it.
We watched it I think we started literally at 8:30 this morning. So a nice start to the day. Had some breakfast.
Have you started Baymax yet?
And then we watched Minions, The Rise of Gru. How's that? It's all right.
My family wants to watch it so bad, and I don't know why. I hate the Minions movies. I don't. Even Despicable Me, I just don't like them.
I think Peak
was the first Despicable Me. Maybe two.
I really liked it. Three was okay. A lot. I think three for me is my favorite of the entire series.
I didn't really enjoy it. I think I was just like, I was kind of over it by that point. I'm like, we're not going to milk this.
Two kind of lost me. Yeah. Yeah. I do remember going and watching the first one in the theaters. And I don't remember with two because it definitely wasn't my brother's.
I think two I liked because they brought in Kristen Wiig. And I liked that. She plays really well with this. I think this is cool. And then, but I couldn't tell you any more of the plot. I don't remember it at all. But those aren't movies that I really have the desire to rewatch.
And I ended up buying it. So
I know it's there in the library, debated whether I'm going to buy it or not.
It's like one of those guilty thing. I feel bad because we're all stuck in the house. Okay, I'll just buy this movie.
And you haven't watched Baymax at all? Neither have I. No, I don't know why. I should have. I really liked Big Hero 6. I thought that was a really good movie. So
yeah, it looks good. It's just I haven't gotten around to watching it. Just like I haven't watched Prey, excited to watch. So I'll be watching Prey, and I mean, there's plenty of things I haven't got caught up on this week, even though I had a little bit of time. It just
guess what I did watch a lot of this week? Wrestling, more than I have in a year.
Oh, you did. We both did. Yeah.
I watched.
Yeah. Oh, and Beavis and Butthead. I didn't watch that either. The first two episodes of Beavis and Butthead. Yeah.
Let's watch those before the next podcast, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah, I think I plan on watching it. I was going to plan on watching it today.
I watched all of the wrestling. All of it. Like fucking, we were doing Smart Marks again. I watched Rampage. Yeah. I watched Dynamite. I watched SummerSlam. I watched Raw. I watched SmackDown.
So our last show was before SummerSlam. How did you feel about SummerSlam?
SummerSlam. I think I might like the WWE again.
Okay.
I saw that. my heart fluttered.
So did a lot of wrestling smarts just start mentioning her and be like, "Oh, AEW."
So I really enjoyed. You're I got to think. Alone. I mean, pay-per-view aside, SummerSlam aside. I really think the best weekly television show this week was Raw. Raw was so good. I really enjoyed it. And it wasn't that they did one thing, one big thing to make it good. I just never found myself not having fun during the show. I was really interested in everything, and that's not been me with Raw or WWE period for a long time.
It was a great start to the main show. I don't know if there was any pre-show matches, but it started off with Bianca and Becky, and they both put on a hell of a match. And you come to find out, like 2 minutes in, like Becky, you know, dislocates her shoulder or separates it, and she wrestles the entire match, you know, injured, one armed. And then we get a cool return of returning Bayley.
Bayley, been there for Dakota more than Kai, Io Shirai, who's now Io Sky, I guess.
Io Sky, and then which it doesn't bother me anymore. But and a big thing for me, Dakota Kai, because you know I'm a huge Dakota Kai mark. She's one of my favorite wrestlers to watch. I might be on the
you with are.
Her, who knows? But like that was a nice shock to the system, because it wasn't even mentioned that she may be coming back.
Yeah, they kept that really quiet, really well.
Would be coming back at SummerSlam, so it being kept along with Bayley was really cool. Like, I like that the Bayley kind of fell to the side as far as when it came to like return predictions, and it's just like, oh yeah, they would keep her until SummerSlam to bring her back at something big. So glad to have
SummerSlam was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Glad to have EO where she can be
utilized,
watched on a regular basis and utilized. I mean, not that she wouldn't be utilized anymore, like say in NXT, or like if she left and went to Stardom, which, and New Japan's even going to start featuring women's wrestling matches. So that's a big thing. And there was a lot of rumors that EO was going to leave and just leave the company and the country altogether. But it's nice to have her still in the company. And that kind of, you know, with certain people gone that aren't there during this Triple H regime, you know, some people have already started coming back.
Oh, yeah. We really got cool. Dakota Kai was a rehire.
And it also opens the door to, like, okay, maybe some other Triple H people come back, too. Obviously, you know, I didn't watch SmackDown, but it was all over Twitter. Like, you know, we had Killer Kross come back. That was
with, really Scarlett. With Scarlett. And they did his entrance, which they didn't do on the main roster ever. Mm-hmm. They played her music, and it went black and white, and then he came out from behind and attacked Drew. So they had such a cool entrance on NXT, and then never used it on the main roster, like, ever. And
it's because it was used
because on NXT. They needed to change him up, pal. Yeah. We need to rebrand you, pal. Mm-hmm. You can tell Triple H's hands are all over this because we had two matches to lead to a third match on Raw. So we had two triple threat matches. The winners of those matches face each other to crown a number one contender for the U.S. title. Tommaso Ciampa got that rub. He deserves it. And there's already talk about bringing back his old No One Will Survive theme again and breaking him away from The Miz eventually. That's happening. We saw that. We saw a really good cliffhanger ending to Raw with the Mysterios and Judgment Day, which we haven't gotten cliffhanger endings in a long time. Like, we saw the attacks were still happening and it just went off the air. We're like, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, that split's happening on Monday. I'm predicting now. Where is Raw taking place on Monday?
Honestly, I can't. Is it?
Cleveland.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Cleveland. And if Miz is not in the title picture, for the U.S. title, but Ciampa is.
Oh,
that's the perfect place to do it.
And then on SmackDown, cool. We got it announced that we have a women's tag team tournament starting. And word is from people backstage is that there was no plans for the women's tag team titles whatsoever up until the day Vince left.
Of course.
Like, Vince had no interest in it whatsoever. So now we have a tournament for it. We're going to crown new women's tag team champions. There's talk of Sasha and maybe even Naomi coming back. We got
doing some more.
We got Karrion Kross back.
I'm going to do more booking here. They do this tournament. They crown the champs.
They come back.
What if they come back at the end of that match?
Oh yeah,
their belt.
Just have them face to face like the Punk. Like Punk. Oh God, I love it. And then we also Ricochet got the rub big time on SmackDown. Like, he got a win. He got a lot of TV time. He was allowed to work. Fucking Pat McAfee was just out there doing Pat McAfee shit. As soon as Ricochet wins, Pat McAfee stands up on I don't know if he's done this before, and I missed it because I wasn't watching, but he just stands up with a football and throws the football to Ricochet. Ricochet throws the football back, and they're playing catch in the middle of the fucking show. And then McAfee gets the football autographs it and punts the football into the audience on the show. I was like, that's fucking awesome. Cool.
You can't, yeah.
And I swear, if you watch SmackDown, or I'm sorry, not SmackDown.
Certain old man.
If you watch SummerSlam, Michael Cole was on a level that I've never heard him on before. Like he reminded me a lot of Mauro Ranallo. Like he was just excited. He was over the top. And then as SmackDown goes off the air, instead of them being like, hey, don't forget to tune in Monday night. We have Raw coming. You can hear him going, can we get medical help for Brock Lesnar? He's hurt. Please someone get out. And there's still storytelling up until the moment they go off the air, which is not normal. Yeah. We didn't have a million fucking wrap-ups on Raw or SmackDown. We didn't have to tell like, hey, don't forget, this is what happened. They showed their quick video package at the end and we moved on. It was fun. And that's something that I have not had, with WWE in a long time. Like I've watched WWE through YouTube for the longest time and just being like, oh, okay, what's going on with Roman and the Usos? That's all I care about? Okay, good. We're good. But I made a point to watch Raw. I'm interested to see what he does. And I enjoyed Raw so much. I was like, I have to watch SmackDown. And then I loved SmackDown. I was like, okay, this is headed in a good direction. Like there,
it's heading in a good direction for fans because AEW has been sleepy a little bit.
They've been,
with their booking. And so this is going to be a nice, because, I mean, they got comfortable because they kind of realize, they're going to be able to, make some, have better programming, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're trying your best. This is going to push both.
It's good timing for Raw to get back to, or for WWE to get back to where they should be because AEW may not have a home before too long. With everything happening with Warner Media and the mergers and the layoffs and everything that they have going on, AEW is in this weird position where they are doing really well. It's one of the number one shows on TNT and TBS. They are going to outgrow their stay there soon because they are going to want more money to continue operating. TNT and Warner Media are not going to be able to give that more money like they should, because what's more important than AEW? Basketball. NBA. So that money needs to stay in-house to give to the NBA. So if they get to a point where they outgrow this, they're going to have to find a new home. I mean, there was talks about them having some sort of deal with HBO Go or HBO Max so they could share their content and have their library there. That sounds like it's not going to ever happen now. And then they may get cut, period. It may not just be there outgrowing. What if Warner needs money and they're hemorrhaging money and they need to make sure that they hold on to the NBA? What's their biggest ticket item where they could cut and save money? AEW. It's definitely not fucking Big Bang Theory and those reruns or fucking Impractical Jokers. It's AEW. All their money right now is in AEW and basketball. And if you need to pull from one bucket to give to another, Tony's not going to like that, or he's not going to have a choice. There's a lot of variables on how this Warner Media stuff is going to affect AEW. And if WWE is stepping their game up, while there's a possibility that AEW is going to be affected with this, it's just perfect timing.
And I don't think that necessarily puts AEW in a bad spot. I think if anything, that puts them in a pretty good spot to where different, different cable companies can, parent company can offer.
It just puts them
more money
or in a position
a little bit
earlier
more
than they wanted to be.
Yeah, it just, I mean, yeah, it sucked to move networks, a little bit sooner than you would want to. But I mean, they kind of already, they swapped them, when Dynamite went from TNT to TBS, and granted, you have Rampage on TNT, but then all the times, thinking about all the times that Rampage gets preempted because of the NBA, there's been plenty of times where that happens and like nobody will watch Rampage because it's, either on way too early or on way too late because it's been preempted by basketball. And I love basketball. I just don't see why they couldn't move it to TBS on those things.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. But there's some other companies that are channels out there that could definitely probably be able to afford, said AEW programming and give them the prime time and ensure that they won't be preempted, for a dog tournament or whatever. I remember when Raw would just constantly, there was always that time of the year where the stupid Westminster Kennel dog show was going to preempt Raw. Oh my God. Even at the height of the Attitude Era, that still happened because of that stupid contract. So NBA is on a biannual contract, and I think it ends in 2024. So every 2 years they renegotiate that with the NBA. So I guess we'll might find out maybe in 2024. Who knows? But I think that it puts all parties in good positions.
It could be a good outcome for everybody. So. Competition always makes things better, but I'm enjoying it. I'm finally having fun being a wrestling fan. Like it's
fun again. Yeah, it is real fun.
It's fun to speculate because now there's things to speculate about again. Before it just became dormant. Yeah. Like, oh, well, I guess Karrion Kross is going to write out his contract. Good for him. He did the right thing because he was a Triple H guy. If you've heard his story, he actually reached out to Triple H, text messaged him, got his number from someone else and said, hey, I think Moxley gave him his number and said, hey, you guys hiring? And then ended up working with the company because Triple H brought him in through that text message. Yeah. I think Johnny Gargano will end up seeing comeback. There's a lot of people that Vince just did not like or did not want to do anything with. Like, again, seeing Ricochet, a guy who was just not being used proper or at all, and then now all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're talking about him as getting his Intercontinental title back again, and we're putting on a hell of a show with this guy, because guess what, he can do that. I'm interested to see what happens next week
again. and they took away
his stupid sound.
And they took away the thank god. That's like, that was probably like number one on his SmackDown checklist.
So we're talking,
give him back.
We're talking wrestling. Song, Matt and I have had an idea. We figured out. So WWE 2K22. One of the funnest modes for me and Matt was playing general manager mode and booking and going up against another show. That mode is two player, only two player via couch co-op. I did some research this week and found out that we can use remote play to do this. And I went and bought, I own the game twice now. I own it on Xbox One and on, or Xbox Series X and on PlayStation 5 now. So we're going to put together a general manager mode between me and Matt, a little battle of the brands kind of. We'll come up with another name so we're not ripping off anyone else. And we're going to play some general manager mode on Twitch. And
we will be the general managers. We're going to have our avatars like as general managers.
Is it going to be Matt Storm, or are you going to try to make yourself?
No, it's going to be Matt Salgado. Yes.
So I got to make my character
fat. I pretend that
great.
You could do whatever, however, this is the Matrix, however you envision yourself. So anytime, it was a thing that me and my wife talked about a couple, maybe like 2 weeks ago when she saw me playing as my character. And so she's like, she goes, so is that guy supposed to be you? And I'm like, oh yeah, I'll go. This is the Matrix version of me.
Same.
This is how I see myself when I plug in. So I was like, yeah, I got the nerdy tattoos, and I used to go like a little bit more serious on my tattoos, but on my game characters. But now it's just like, no. If I had tattoos, they would all be like these nerdies. I even threw in like the three-eyed Simpsons fish that I've been wanting to get for the longest time. So I'm like, no, this is what I would be if, you know, this is me and whatever. So that's Matt Storm. But as me, as a commissioner or as a general manager, where my alter ego for a different show that I do is the commish, I think I have to keep it kind of the same and make myself as realistic.
Cool. So I'm going to go make my realistic stuff. So I'm doing when we're done here.
I'm going to make my realistic. Yeah. I got to go to the grocery store. I'm going to make a realistic character of myself. I'll put him up for the creation download. So you can pull him down. And shoot, I think we even got to go. It probably doesn't do it in the game. In GM mode, but I think I got to go with a render for us.
Oh my God. Are you going to pull a render for both of us? How? What the fuck is my render going to look like? I'm so worried.
I got a green screen. So we might have to take a nice high end. You got a nice camera.
I'm going to go find
a nice camera. I got a green screen.
We'll have to dress up.
We'll take some renders. It'll be fun. Hey, I got box lighting. I got a whole photo studio set up.
Get past your COVID. I'll be over there.
Yeah, it'll be fun to do. Give me a couple more days.
Start we'll downloading like and getting days. Everything set up. I'd like to say we're going to start soon. Maybe about a week out, I think. Because we got to test.
CDC
told
me I was fine.
We got to test to make sure that this stuff is going to work. I think.
Yes. We'll make sure the remote play
works. So it's going to take some setup, but I think it's going to be fun. Yeah. It's something that we can do for you guys on Twitch. I think it'll be a blast.
We'll establish a day that we could do this on, separate from recording on Saturdays. maybe a Sunday night one, maybe, or no, I think whatever night works
we'll
for you,
because
I know you're very busy with your daughter.
I think we can do, because I don't know what you think. I think maybe we can simulate some of them and then play a couple or something. I don't know.
You suggested we play our pay-per-views.
We got to make sure that's going to work, so though, or at least simulate and talk over the pay-per-view.
The paper. Watch. I have played WWE previous WWE games via remote play. There is a little bit of a remote lag there.
Well, we're not going to be playing against each other. You're going to be playing on yours.
Yeah.
Because you're going to try to control your outcomes and stuff like that. So we'll figure it out. Exactly.
It's going to be fun. This is the most promising.
Well, we've wanted to do this, and there hasn't been like a solid outcome for doing this without having to do like a ton of work with the universe.
So we did. We did a ton of work. We did a ton of work with WWE 2K20.
The game sucked.
And guess what? That game was total and utter crap.
Speaking
and
it crashed crashes, every like, other time. I don't know what it is with this new update in the game, but it's just, I've had a lot of shit going wrong on Xbox lately. Like people falling through. Yeah. Like I had a match the other day that I did a run in at the beginning and I attacked my opponent and then the referee never entered the match and I didn't notice it. I just kept beating my opponent's ass, pinned him. And it would never go to a pin. Like, it would never give me the option to cover him. And then I figured out, I was like, the ref isn't in the match. Like, the match started, the bell rang, but the ref never got in. And so he was, there was no ref. So it wouldn't let me pin the guy. After, like, 30 minutes of just a 5-star match, I was like, okay, well, this sucks.
Oh, my God.
I think it was Kevin Owens and Ricochet.
So, I can't remember. Do you lose those stars when you get DQ'd?
Honestly, I don't know. I did find out
because
I watched a video where they were talking about, hey, you could do these things in the game to make it easier or make it fun, more fun for you. And you can go into the settings and there's a manual target the referee option. So if you're playing as a heel and you want to take out the referee like in the middle of the match, now you can click the button and manually target the referee and go after him. It's like, okay, I didn't know that was a possibility. So I did that. I went and changed that. And it was talking about changing match sliders and stuff like that. Like I went and turned up the music in the game because it's really low sometimes when you have an entrance. So I turned up the music. So that way I get more of an arena feel when the guys come out. Just some small little things like that. But I think we're going to have fun with this general manager mode. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll see what we come up with. We should make each other's characters. I'll make yours, you make mine.
No.
Matt is so easy to make in games.
You know, no.
Nah,
I'm
fine.
Okay, I'm with that. But we could also veto. We could also veto it.
Like, nah. I always liked when I would make Matt and like Tony Hawk or something. It was always so easy. Hat, glasses, beard, done.
So easy.
We're done.
Yeah. It was so easy. And then in the what was it? The NBA Street games, I was the default model for the referee.
You really were. So it was
I was just like, oh, God, cool. I'm the ref.
On that note, I guess.
Cool, man. On that note, Jeremy, where can everybody find us?
If you guys want to listen to us or watch us, I guess, because you're already listening to us, I hope you're already listening to us. If you want to check us out, we're on twitch.tv/GoFoGaming. We've already talked about how you're going to get more content there, so why wouldn't you give us a sub or a follow?
Content.
Soak up all that content. Hey, if you want to check us out on Instagram and Twitter, you can find me at JVader82. You can find Matt at Mateo83. You can find GoFo.
If you're watching us on Twitch, I have a can of content right here, and you could be going like this.
You could be slurping up that content.
Ingesting that content.
Yeah, that was a bad joke. That was really terrible. Sorry to cut you off. What are we doing here? Yeah. Such lowbrow comedy.
Oh, well, they missed that at the beginning of the show. We forgot how Discord worked.
But hey, you can find the podcast at the same thing on Twitch and Instagram. You can find us at GoFoPodcast. Matt?
That's right. Follow and subscribe to the show wherever you like to listen to. Hey, I fixed the Stitcher link. I just realized Stitcher was not updating the show. I don't know in how long. So I apologize to all of our Stitcher users, but I updated the link. And if you're re-listening because of that, congratulations. I'm glad I fixed the link. Multiple places where you can listen to us. You can always copy the RSS feed and throw that in the podcatcher of your choice. If you'd like to subscribe to the subreddit for us, check us out. It's Geek Out Freak Out, and you can participate in there. We've got a few members in there. It's always fun. Throw in links in there. Throw in some show ideas. If there's movies you guys want us to watch or things you want us to cover, we're open to all of that. If there's a show you want us to watch or a comic book you want us to read. let us know, and we'll go ahead and do that. Once again, you can find. Did you tell them where you can find me? Yeah. Mateo83 everywhere. Where? Just type it in Mateo83. You're probably gonna find me. And there's so many other things, guys. Please be safe out there, because as I found out this week, COVID is still a thing. And so take care of yourself, take care of your families. I have a friend. I have a friend that I worked with, and I think I'm gonna start saying this too. Do good things. Make good decisions. And on that note, later, geeks.
Geek out, freak out.
Come on.
Geek out, freak out.
Come on.
Geek out, freak out.
It's about that time.
Geek out, freak out.
Woo.
Geek out, freak out.
Come on.
Geek out, freak out.
It's about that time.
Geek out, freak out.
Come on.
Tech talk, comic books, and more. Movies, games, shows, and awards. Guarantee we give it to you raw. Guarantee that you ain't never bored. Tell me more about the show and who created it. Well, here are the facts. It's hosted by Jeremy and Matt. And it's on demand. You can get it wherever you at. They've been at this a minute, it's clear. Have a seat, maybe grab you a beer. And they live in Roswell, so it's a good chance that it's gonna get weird.
Geek out, freak out. 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 Geek out, freak out.